This is the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike. And as we continue on, we've joined in the studio right now by Marquette City Manager Bill Vita. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
And taking a look at the agenda of the upcoming meeting of the Marquette City Commission, which by and large looks fairly innocuous for most of it. There's a few items we'll talk about here in just a little bit. But the big thing is it's a new format for this because of the new system that you're rolling out in Marquette for folks to check out. Tell us a little bit about that at first.
Well, you tell me, isn't that spiffy?
Well, it is different. I mean, well, I've seen, you know.
I can tell he's enjoying it.
Well, Marquette City Commission notes, you know, the agendas have looked a certain way for many, 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 many years. Mm-hmm. Now you have the new system, the Legistar system, is
it? Yeah, absolutely. Well, so, of course, this is one more exercise and it's in making government as transparent as we possibly can. And we've been listening to all the feedback folks have had. We deeply appreciate the chance to come out and share things like we are today with what's going on in government, trying to help people understand how things work. And a lot of the feedback we got from folks was that even when you put the information out there, if you're putting it out in minutes or agendas, or if you're putting it out in the video, if you're putting it out in these different formats, it doesn't stop you essentially from having to relive whatever that meeting was to find what you're looking for. So if you have to call up something, you go online, you have to search for it, you have to drag through all the documents, and it's really hard, perhaps from a scheduling standpoint, to get the kind of time it takes to go through that. And so this system is a document management system. It allows people to go in and put in a few search criteria, mm-hmm. and then automatically every instance of that in whatever format that comes up is displayed, and you can drill down from there. So if you have a pending agenda item where no action has been taken yet and it's related to maybe past agenda items, it'll show you what those linkages are and what all the past actions were. But more importantly, the best part is you can actually go in, set up your own login profile, and it has a feature where you can set alerts. So instead of having to go in and do all that searching, you can actually set it up so that it's constantly scanning for the kind of things you might be interested in.
Okay.
And if you're not particularly interested in one part of an agenda, but you might be interested in something where the word parks is out there.
Sure.
Or you're interested in a specific park, you can set that criteria. It'll automatically email it to you. It can send it to your Facebook pages. It can do whatever you want to do. And so this way, instead of, you know, still the way it's currently set up, you having to go and drag all those things out, and it's like going to the library. This way is basically the same as having your own personal city staff guy there sending you an email or giving you a phone call, a heads up that something you're interested in.
Well, is it true that if there's an alert, there's actually an animated Bill Vita, city manager, comes up and no, okay, you don't have that feature. Okay.
Well, animated, what do you mean by that?
No, so, it's a great feature, though. It sounds like it's coming into the 21st century.
Really? Yeah,
exactly.
You're able to say, basically, I'm interested in tourist park developments, mm-hmm. for example, what may be done there. And anytime it's on the agenda, it'll send you an update that says, here, you can find out that they're going to be talking about tourist park and this activity at this meeting.
Exactly. So the term we're using is from this meeting forward, everything is going to be born digital. So we're not getting rid of the old data. Please, you know, when you were talking about it, I was kind of cringing a little bit because it made it sound like we're getting rid of anything. And, you know, we have every minute from every commission meeting that there's ever been in the city online. That's all still going to be there. All the information that we've had posted is still going to be there. But for all the new information, everything that we're speaking to from this meeting forward is going to be input directly into this management system. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how we start providing that backwards, you know, we've gone back to 2002 for the initial data, you know, how we keep working backwards to try to get everything in there.
Sure.
It's still going to be kind of staff work in progress, but this is really a huge leap forward for a lot of people because they get their information differently today, and mm-hmm. they're not looking to spend as much time finding it as they are digesting it, trying to figure out what they want to do with it.
And if people want to log on to that, it's fairly similar to what was already the city website, but how would they do that?
Well, they go straight to the city website. You'll see a link on the page to Legistar, and it'll give you an option to set up your own account, or, of course, if you don't want that and you just want to use it for searching tools and for the other kind of things we're chatting about, you can do that too. But I'd encourage folks to go ahead maybe, because if you can set up your own accounts, there's all kinds of ways, all kinds of different tools that you can use, either to share the information with your friends and your fellow taxpayers, mm-hmm. or to maybe help you prepare if you feel so strongly about issues you want to come and share during the commission meetings your thoughts on it, you can even do that too.
Marquette City Manager Bill Vita with us this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.